Devonshire Studios Symphonic Adventure.
Pretty keen view, huh, Wally?
Willikers. Oh, you can see all the way to Parsonville from up here.
You can, Wally. You can.
Hey, hold up a minute, guys. Hey, Nathaniel, look at the grass. It's been flattened like a car drove up here.
You think those guys we read about in the note came up here last night? I don't think these tracks were here yesterday.
Looks like there must be a road that goes off deeper into the hills. We must not have seen it yesterday because it was so overgrown.
That's strange. I wonder where it would lead to. Well, there's nothing north of here except miles of forest until the Canadian border.
Well, there doesn't seem to be anyone here now, so we should press on. But let's stay alert. So as I was saying, Wally, we had to be very clever because the big front door was all chained and padlocked from the outside, so there was no way in.
Will it be that door right there?
Yes, it was locked tight, so we climbed up a big tree in the back, and then we jumped through a big hole that we found blown away in the wall. It was kind of tricky, but I think we should be able to show you how to do it, too.
Oh, that sounds hard, Antonio, but I don't think we're going to need to climb any old trees.
Well, if we want to get in, we're going to have to.
Well, but why can't we just go through the door?
Well, it's locked, Wally, with a padlock.
Well, how can it be locked if the door's wide open?
Do you know what padlocks do, Wally?
Well, no, look, Antonio, he's right.
Well, what do you know? You're right, Wally.
And look, no box of ballots.
Well, steady there, guys. Let's tread lightly. We don't know who's here or what they're up to exactly. We're going to have our wits back.
Antonio? Wally? Oh boy, where am I?
Daniel?
Antonio, I'm right here, brother. Are you okay?
I've got a blue ribbon headache, but I've still got lots of fight left in me. Oh, we must have gotten knocked out.
I don't know. It's too dark to see anything.
Daniel, can you move your hands?
Barely. You know, if I could reach your hands, I could probably untie you, but it feels pretty tight.
Who would knock us out and tie us up like this? Well, I'll bet it was one of those characters from the note.
Well, that's true. There's definitely something fishy going on around here.
Nathaniel, hey, my pocket knife is still in my back pocket. Do you think you could somehow wriggle it out with your wrist tied together?
It's worth a shot. Let me see if I can just loosen this. Almost there. Hey, I got it. Okay, I'm going to try and flip the blade open. It's kind of tricky all tied up like this. Now, if I can just get an angle on this rope.
That's it, Nathaniel. That did it. You got my hand free. Here, I think I can get the knot out now.
Boy, those ropes really dug in, huh, brother?
Ouch. Yeah. Feels like I've got a pretty good shiner in the back of my head from where they whacked us.
Where do you think we are? And how long do you think we were knocked out?
Well, I certainly can't see anything around me. It sure smells musty. We must be in the fort someplace. And we better keep our voices down just in case. We don't want a clue of whoever did this to us in that we've come to.
Boy, it's dark as the inside of a cow in here.
Well, hey, is Wally in here with us?
I don't know. Wally?
Oof, ow.
What was that, brother?
I don't know. I think I might have hit a barrel or something.
Wally! Wally? Oh, here. It sounds like you've got a... Let me see if I can get that gag out of your mouth.
Oh, gee, thanks. Hey, fellas. You think you can help me out of these ropes?
Sure, Wally. Hey, Nathaniel, can you feel out the ropes on Wally's hands?
Already on it, brother.
Well, if it helps, well, there's a lantern over on the table across the room. Just the left will be there.
Oh, really? Well, that'd be perfect, except for one thing.
Well, what's that?
Well, they took our knapsacks, and we don't have any matches. Well, we don't really have a way to light it.
Well, that's true, brother. Except I just happen to have a Flintstone in my pocket.
Oh, capital!
Hey, Antonio, can I use that pocket knife again?
Yeah, here.
Hey, well, that's a pretty neat trick, fellas.
Well, Wally, how'd you know about the lantern?
Well, I saw the guys put it there. Well, they led me into this little room. Then they tied me up here. Then they put it out to save on oil.
Save what? Wait, Wally, what were you doing trailing after a stranger?
Well, just when you fellas were going to check out the front doors, I saw a lizard dart out from the grass. And I'd never seen one like it before, so I decided I'd try and catch it. I followed it a little way down the road, and then I went around a corner, and I saw this big, shiny black sedan, and it looked brand new. And then I looked up, and I saw this man dressed in a real fancy suit leaning against a fender. He asked me my name, and asked me if I wanted a sandwich. But he had this paper bag, and it was all full of hoagie sandwiches. And then he asked me about it.
What was it, Wally?
Well, the lizard? It was a gecko of some kind, I think. Maybe a skink. Well, like I said, I've never seen quite like
it. No, Wally, I think Nathaniel means, what was the guy so interested in?
Oh, yeah. Well, he asked me about the diamond. He told me that his friend had lost one yesterday. And then he told me he wanted to know where my father worked. And then he told me he wanted me to give it back. But I told him I couldn't on account of we put it in my safe deposit box. And we wouldn't be able to get it out till morning, because the bank is closed and the vault is locked. Oh, boy, that sure made him sore. But he said they'd come back and get me first thing in the morning at 8 a.m. And I agreed that I'd help him get it out.
Wally, we need to get you out of here and get you back home.
Well, then how will I get the diamond back to those men?
I have a feeling the diamond doesn't belong to them either, Wally.
Well, how do you figure?
Well, someone, and I'm just guessing it might have been those same guys, hit Antonio and me on the back of the head hard enough to knock us out.
Yeah, and they tied us up and left us in the corner. Didn't you see us when we were brought down here?
Oh, so that's where you guys went. Well, the men gave me a sandwich and led me down the stairs to this little room. I thought you guys got home or something.
No, Wally. I don't think those men have your best interest in mind.
Well, if you say so.
I do. Now let's have a look around.
Well, it was still a pretty good sandwich they gave me.
Antonio, is that a printing press in the corner?
Printing press? That doesn't make sense up here, does it?
What is that?
Well, it looks practically brand new.
Yeah, so?
Well, I guess you don't find a lot of printing presses in the basement of abandoned forts most of the time.
Hey, Antonio, well, take a look at what's on the plate here.
Why, it looks an awful lot like those ballots we found in the crate upstairs. And look, it looks like this is the little device that would punch all the holes in each of them.
Do you think that means the ballots are all forgeries?
I don't know. I just don't know. But we better report this to the authorities when we get back.
Well, yeah, that and that someone slapped us on the back of the head. Well, that can't be legal.
Well, speaking of which, well, we gotta figure out a way to get out of here. Let's go back in the other room.
Now we can get a good look in here with his lantern.
Well, it's much smaller than it seemed like it was when it was dark.
Hey, there's that barrel you kicked.
Well, I don't see any barrel.
That's because it wasn't a barrel, Wally. It must have been this equipment rack over here.
Hey, Nathaniel, stand over by the rack again.
Okay.
Well, look at the lantern flame.
Hey, it's flickering. Well, there must be a draft coming from somewhere. Well, that might mean a way out.
Well, let's see if we can find where it's coming from.
Well, the flame is steady over here by the stairwell. They're not coming from there.
Well, when we get out, and when we go back home, you guys want to go to the fair tomorrow?
Well, let's focus on getting out of here first, and then we can figure out what we're going to do.
Okay, well, because then we can get some cotton candy, and a candy apple, and what else? Let's see. We can see if they have one of those games where you toss a ring over a bottle, and you win a real canary.
I just don't see where that breeze could be coming from. And these walls are all solid stone.
Well, is it coming from the floor? Well, is there a hole? Hey, Nathaniel, shine the lantern over here.
Antonio, look there on the floor in front of the rack.
I don't see any holes. What are you getting at?
Well, you see these indentations in the dirt? It looks like maybe the rack swings outward.
Say, it does it that, brother. Hey, come help me see if there's something behind it.
Feels pretty firmly attached to the wall. There's definitely some sort of cool air coming from underneath.
Let's feel around the edges of the shelf and see if there's any sort of a latch or some... Ugh, spiderwebs. Ugh.
No, nothing. Boy, what a puzzle.
Well, maybe it's just a loose brick or an air vent or...
Oh, gee. We're never gonna get out of here, are we, fellas?
I guess we're just gonna have to wait until those men come back and find us.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can figure out a way to get a drop on them.
Guys?
Wally, what did you do?
Nothing. Well, I just walked over here and leaned against this wall.
Hey, look there, guys. Well, there's a pedal coming out from the floor. Wally must have accidentally stepped on it.
The shelf just swung forward a bit. Well, that pedal must have been a latching mechanism. Nathaniel, come over here and help me pull.
All right, brother. Okay, I'm braced. On three?
Right. One, two, three!
Antonio, Wally, there's another room behind here.
The breeze is still pretty strong. Hey, it smells like the sea.
Now, I bet this leads to that supply tunnel that Chris told us about.
Well, that means there ought to be a way for us to get back down to the waterfront from here.
Well, hey, Nathaniel, look at this old mining cart.
Well, look at that, Antonio. There are tracks leading over to this opening. Well, hey, guys, I think this is it.
The supply tunnel?
Yeah. The mining cart must have been used to transport heavy supplies and equipment out from the town and back.
Well, are we going to try and ride it down like a roller coaster?
Well, wouldn't that be fun?
No way, Wally. We don't know what's down there. And besides, at this angle, this shaft stretched all the way to town from up here. I bet we'd be going, more than 70 miles an hour by the time we reach the bottom. No telling how we'd stop.
Well, I guess that settles it. We're just going to have to go down on foot.
Well, how long do you think the tunnel is?
Well, I guess, let's see. The bluff sits pretty high above town. Nathaniel, how far down do you think it would go?
I bet it's a good quarter mile as the crow flies.
I guess we're not really that far away. It sure seems like it, since it took so long to get up here from around the lake.
Well, here it goes, I guess.
Wait, Wally, here. Let's let Nathaniel go first with the lantern.
Oh, yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay, Wally.
What's that?
Wally, Nathaniel needs to get by you.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Boy, fellas, what an adventure. Sneaking out of a kidnapper's hideout through a secret underground tunnel.
Oh, heck, this doesn't seem so different from the sort of stuff you guys are always getting into.
That bad, huh, Wally?
On second thought, I'd rather come with you two than stick around this drippy old basement.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be here when those creepy men show back up.
Well, no doubt we'll have to deal with those gorillas later. But for now, let's just focus on getting back to town. It shouldn't be that much further.
Barn!
Wally, this isn't a barn. It looks like some kind of storage cellar.
Hey, guys! There's some stairs heading up over here!
Well, are we gonna try and get a look around on the roof?
Well, no, Wally, like I said, I think this looks like a cellar. Those stairs Antonio found probably just go up to the ground floor.
The door at the top is open. Come on, guys!
Oh, where are we?
You know, I'm not sure, Wally. Well, this doesn't seem familiar to me.
Well, I can hear the ocean, so we must be on the waterfront somewhere. But Antonio, you think this might be the armory?
The armory? Well, isn't that the place you guys were going to fix up for the community center?
Well, not us, Wally. But you're right that this is the place that we were talking about earlier. This is the building that's tangled up in that election that happened today.
Brother, does that seem like more than a coincidence to you?
I'm not sure, Nathaniel. A lot of things do seem to be coming together. The ballots we found up in the fort for the election that happened today.
And now this tunnel connecting the fort to the armory.
And those guys with all the sandwiches.
Well, yes, definitely that too. Someone didn't want us snooping around up there.
Yeah, enough to lay us out cold.
Right. Now what would someone stand to gain from keeping this old building out of the hands of the ladies' auxiliary?
And why would they need to go to all the trouble of throwing an election?
There must be some reason the two are connected.
Well, someone must have known about the tunnel and figured they'd be able to hide something up in the fort and come and go by boat.
Well, yeah, that way they could operate right under everyone's noses, and no one in town would be any the wiser.
Well, maybe that's how they switch your brother Chris's cookies with those shoes. Well, what's this big room all about, you think?
Well, this is probably where they did work on stuff like boats and artillery and maybe even where they stored the cannonballs.
Well, that must be the exit over across the hall.
No use poking around, then.
But yeah, we gotta get out of here and go find the police.
Oh, Antonio, the doors are locked. Padlocked, I think, from the outside.
Well, you think maybe we could just scream and yell a whole bunch? Someone might hear us?
Well, unfortunately, these doors open onto the side of the building away from town. So even if there were someone out this time of night, I bet they couldn't hear us.
Well, what are we gonna do, guys?
Hey, guys, I think I found something.
Is it a way out?
Could be. It's some sort of loading area. It sounds like it's built over the water. There's a hoist over here. And I think this door must lead to the barge down below.
Well, there is a sort of a dock that juts out under the armory that's only accessible from the sea.
Antonio, can you help me with this big wooden hatch? This has got to be it.
Okay, sure. Here, let me give you a hand. Hey, Wally, can you grab on over here, too?
Okay. Well, I hope I don't get any splinters, though. I got a splinter last spring when I was playing around by the hog trough. Oh, boy, did it smart. Mom had to take it out with a big, sharp needle, and then...
Aha, it's just as I suspected. It's a gangway down to the barge. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong? Did you get a splinter?
Well, don't you see, Wally?
Well, the tide is in and the barge doesn't connect to the shore.
Well, so what are we going to do?
Looks like we're going to have to swim for it.
I don't know, guys. I'm not such a strong swimmer. And it looks kind of cold. Well, maybe we could just go back up to the fort and wait until morning.
Wally, where's your sense of adventure? Think of all the stories you'll be able to tell the kids at school.
Oh, stories? Well, let me think about it.
There's no time for that. Hang on, Wally. You're coming with me.
Help! 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 Help!
I got you, Wally. Here, don't try and help. Just go limp.
Oh! Oh! Oh, okay.
Look out below. Here I come, guys.
Oh, say. Hey, this isn't so bad. Once you get past the cold and being all wet and everything.
We made it. Everyone get out in one piece?
Yeah, we're okay, Antonio. Pretty soggy, but we made it.
Hey, Wally, you know what's interesting about this?
What's that, Antonio?
Well, we were just down at this very spot on the seawall this morning with you.
Yeah, you were right about the tide covering up your diamond. It's a good thing you came and got us when you did.
Willikers!
Okay, let's make our way over to the police station and then get Wally back home. Yep, they're fine, Officer Ferris. Hey, we need to file a report because...
Well, that's good to hear, boys. Good to hear. And the estate? How is Pettishire?
It's swell, Officer Ferris. We just came here from...
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Mighty fine. Oh, and this is the little Nelson boy.
Yes? Well, I'm Wally Nelson, Your Majesty.
Well, now, you could call me Officer Ferris. Joseph Ferris. Well, it's nice to see you, boys.
Thank you, sir. It's nice to see you, too. Actually, we have something that we wanted to bring
Wally, up. Wally, how's your father? I didn't see him at the lodge last week. And, of course, my wife Jessie had the pneumonia the week prior, so I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks.
My father's fine, sir.
And your mother?
Well, I guess she's doing fine, too.
Well, it's awfully late. You boys better be heading back to your homes. Say, are you all soaking wet? But you are all soaking wet!
Yes, sir. We were down by the seawall because...
Now that I look at you, I'm thinking we better get your boys home right quick and changed out of those wet things. We can't have everyone in town going around catching pneumonia, like my wife Jessie did. Knocked her out for 2 weeks flat.
Officer Paris, is there anyone else here that we could speak to report a crime?
Well, no, it's just me and Elmer right now in the station. Of course, Jim and Martin, Officer Brooks and Officer... Wait a minute, crime? Well, what's all this I'm hearing about a crime now?
Oh, well, you see, my brother and I were up at the old fort on the bluff yesterday.
Fort Bowden.
Fort Bowden? No, is that the one you can see from the bay on a clear day?
Oh, yes, sir. The same, sir.
Oh, to be sure, I know it. Not well, mind you. Why, I always thought it would be a good place to bring Jessie for a picnic. Seems like it'll be a fairly glorious view of the bay.
Well, that it is, to be sure. But it's what we found inside the fort that got us really interested, Officer Ferris.
Oh, and just how did you boys manage to get inside of that old place? It must have been shuttered for several decades by now, I'm guessing.
Right. You see, officer, the fort has this enormous hole in the side of the building that got knocked out by a cannon fire.
Faith and Begora, what a tale! A crooked election! Kidnapping!
And not to mention that Goliath of a diamond, sir.
Right. You boys did the right thing coming straight here. So, what do you think, Elmer?
You want we should go investigate the armory, Joe?
Well, we can't head out yet, Elmer. The chief would kill us if he found we left the whole station unmanned again.
I reckon you're right, Joe. He got awfully sore at us last time. And the time before that.
And the time before that. Now, Wally, according to my notes, you said the men who tied you up were expecting to find you in the fort at 8 o'clock.
Yes, sir. They were going to have me get my diamond out of my safe deposit box to get back to them.
We could dispatch a couple guys to the fort, set up a stakeout, and try to intercept them at the scene.
Well, they're going to have a devil of a time getting up there, especially with the bridge over Highway 67 still washed out.
Yeah, that's true. There's no direct road up there. Now they're driving all the way through Canada and back, and we'd never make it there in time.
We'll have to do what the boys here did. Haul ourselves all the way up that old service tunnel.
We can show you the way.
Well, thanks for the offer, to be sure.
When are Maloney and Brooks doing?
They're doing at 6. I'm sorry, boys. There's no getting around it. This investigation is just going to have to wait until morning. I'm going to have Officer Wilcox here drive you boys home. Get some rest, boys. You've had a long night. We'll be in touch if we have any more questions for you.
But Officer Ferris...
Yeah, we want to help.
All right now, boys, come along. Your parents are probably worried sick.
Hey, Wally, wake up. We're almost at your house.
All right, Wally Nelson. Let's go say hello to your folks. You pair of boys just stay put for a minute.
You know, Nathaniel, I just can't help but wonder what the police are going to find when they go up into the fort later.
You know, brother, I was just wondering the same thing.
What if we just happen to be walking down on the seawall tomorrow morning when the officers arrive?
I don't think there'd be any harm if we went down and just watched the investigation.
Great, so it's decided.
Well, that was mighty sweet. I never saw a mother so pleased to see her son. She didn't even know all the trouble he got up to today. Okay, let's head down to your place and call it a night.
Magic Shire Studios Symphonic Adventure.